Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Soul Tribe Podcast. Today, our episode is going to be about internal self-work. You can also refer to it as meditation. And so we're just going to talk about, we're not really experts on meditation, far from it. It's actually something that I've tried to gradually bring into my life. Obviously, like everybody else, I start it and I stop it. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what techniques or what we've tried out, what we suggest that worked for us, maybe it'll work for you. And just kind of talk about like how busy life can be and how fitting it in and the general day-to-day of trying to do self-work and trying to live your life in a busy world, right?
Yeah. So with meditation, I feel like everyone's path is really different. Everyone feels called to do different things, right? But for me, I started off, I think, like maybe trying apps or going to classes or trying like even some meditative yoga classes. But for me, it's always been such a hard thing to do. And it's something that I always kind of like, I'm a very big morning person, so I try to fit it in the morning. But I don't know. It's like you do everything not to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh gosh, I gotta meditate, or oh, I know meditation is good for me, but I'm not sure like when I'll fit it in. And there's always time to meditate. There's always time, even if you sit in your car for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? But for me, meditation has been linked to self-love, self-care, to feeling better, to feeling calmer, to helping my anxiety and even like my chronic hives. It's a big part of my self-love and self-care journey. And I feel like it has helped me, even though I fall off the wagon a lot, like Lou was saying. It's really, really hard sometimes to fit it into a busy schedule. But my experience with meditation, I'd say, is still growing, and I'm still trying to find the balance with it, right?
Yeah, and it's not easy. I have moments in my life where I'll be like, no, this is just impossible, and then I'll read a book about it, and they'll suggest that you do it 3 times a day. I'm like, 3 times a day? Like, I can't do this, and they say, like, you know, you're supposed to fit in 3 times a day. If you don't have time for that, then what's, you know, it's not worth it. Why are you even, you know, trying to improve yourself if you're not even willing to put those times aside? I don't do 3 times a day. And to be honest with you, I don't think I'll ever plan on doing it 3 times a day, especially with a child. She won't give me 3 times a day free. But I, like you said, you're like a morning person. I am a night person. Like I in the morning, I am not. A lot of people use it to wake up or to like start their day fresh. Like I don't feel it. It doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't vibrate. I'm not into it. I'm not going to put all like my energy into it and actually enjoy it. I know that at night after the baby's sleeping, you know, and I'll put myself in a room alone and I will do it and I'll feel better. And it'll be kind of my way of like turning off my mind from the rest of the day. And then I'll go to sleep after, or maybe like I'll read something a little bit and then until I finally get tired. But it's finding a moment to fit it in, right? And it's depends on the person, and depends on what kind of life they have, and it also depends, like sometimes you're in a busy house and you can't even find a little nook to go where no one's gonna, the dog's not gonna bark and the baby's not gonna cry and someone's not gonna knock on the door, right? So you gotta like find out how it works for you.
Yeah, find your formula or your slot of time, or and also finding a way where even when all that stuff is going on around you, you can still find a way to meditate, because sometimes those things are never going to change. So you still need to meditate around that, right? Mm-hmm. For me, where I find it hard is finding the time, for sure, because I have a 9-to-5 or more than a 9-to-5 sometimes. And I'm doing Akashic Record reading. So I've pretty much fallen off the wagon with meditation, and I'm starting again tomorrow. I've already put that as my priority, meditation and opening up my own Akashic Records. But what I've been doing lately, which is pretty cool, is I got my level one Reiki certification. So at night now, before I go to bed, I sit on the couch by myself with all the lights off. And I do my prayer, and then I start doing Reiki from head to toe on my body. So it's, I do it quickly, like it's 15 minutes, maybe 20 sometimes, depending on how much I feel like I need it. And I meditate through that. So there's no music, there's nothing, it's just complete silence. And I visualize my body, and I visualize my hands healing different parts of my body. And it completely calms me down, and it gives me like the best night's sleep. So for now, my meditation's been that, and I'm going to try to incorporate that in my mornings. So in the morning, wake up, journal, and then take 15 to 20 minutes to just put my hands all over my body with the Reiki and meditate at the same time. And maybe use some music. I feel like music helps me, putting in headphones. That's another way to kind of drown out noise around you. Put in your headphones. Listen to some like binaural beats, or listen to some like YouTube videos that have some different type of music with different hertz for different types of healing. You can do that too. That's very helpful. And I find that that helps me if there's people walking around, or I could get easily distracted by things around me. That's super helpful for me, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, I have like days where, because I've currently been doing, I'm very proud of myself. I think it's been 2 months and a half, almost 3 months, where I've literally meditated every night. I only take one day off. So I meditate six nights, right? I take off one day. It's usually the day maybe I went out, or, you know, I came back later, or whatever, or the day I just want to fall asleep, maybe watching TV or something, like whatever. It's kind of like my only afternoon off. But everything else, like, I've managed to keep up with my promise to myself that I was going to give me my me time, the meditation time. I use music, and then there's days I don't use music, but I'm doing something, I think I'm sticking to it because I like what I'm doing, which is, it's intentional meditation. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to connect with my higher vibration, like my higher point of self. And then I try to bring down like whatever light that I want to, you know, you can bring down the white light to get like some, whatever, feed me, you can ask, it can be intentional, right? Feed whatever I need currently, whatever is lacking, or help me see whatever I need to see that I'm not seeing. I can ask for the light to calm me down. I can, you know, it's limitless, and there's every color is a different, has a different skill, I guess you can say. Every color will bring something different to you. So, I mean, you can Google that if you don't know about it. You can just Google what each color is and what they do, what it feeds you, and go, okay, well, I need this. But like you said, journaling helps. I have a little journal. Well, like, I won't write down every night like you do, but I'll put down, I did this meditation, it really helped. Oh, I think I need to meditate on this, or I need to work on forgiveness for this, or I need to, and so I'll like jot down like a little side note. And then the next day I'll pick up on whatever little note I left myself, and I'll look for the light that works for that issue. And so I find that I feel better with a lot of issues that I meditate with. And, you know, the time has passed, and maybe a week later, whatever felt like really severe no longer feels so severe, and I feel more calm about it, I guess. So the journal and the intentional meditation for me has been working very well.
That's awesome. I want to try those meditations you were talking about. What was the book again?
Oh my God, I love her. It's the book by Barbara Y. Martin and Dimitri. Moriarty? So they have two. If you're really religious and you're into archangels and angels, the first book they got out was Communing with the Divine. And then the most recent book, which is one I've been using the most, which I love, it's less asking for the lights from like the archangels and angels. It's more just asking for the light. So if you're not too into religion, I think it's a better book for you. And it's Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. The information they gave is really awesome. I love it. I think why it vibrates with me the most is because a lot of stuff that they say in the book are totally what the Akashic Records said at some point to me, or I've heard them say to somebody. So it totally resonates with me. I totally feel everything they say, and it's actually helped me a lot. I'm obsessed with both books.
Yeah, I started Communing with the Divine, and it's awesome. It just, I've also been having trouble just finding time to read, to be honest. We've been pretty busy with the podcast and with Akashic readings, but yes, my intentional meditation would be the Reiki, because I'm intentionally visualizing white, or for some reason I always gravitate towards like white or gold light coming in through my crown chakra and then going all through my body and through my hands. So I'm intentionally kind of putting in good energy and thoughts into my body. I do find my thoughts drifting, and there's days that I feel like I'm super stressed out, and then my mind will be really crazy and I'll be like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I need to calm down. So the Reiki definitely helps me calm my mind down too. It's really, really crazy. But in general, I do more of a mindfulness meditation, I think you'd call it. I'm not sure. But it's more of just sitting with myself and it's just sitting with myself and just observing my thoughts and letting them go. And if another thought comes in, I don't judge it. I don't try to like erase it. I just let it flow through me, and I kind of observe these thoughts. And then sometimes I also find myself, which I was doing a lot maybe like 2 months ago before I started the Akashic Records, more of a meditation where I would so I'd put some music on and I'd visualize what I wanted my life to be like. For example, loving myself completely, or traveling, or just whatever came to me, and it would just kind of lift my vibe, and I'd feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to manifest this. This is going to be great. I don't know how to explain it, but it would just be more on dreaming and visualizing and putting my thoughts into a more positive state, because I feel like all my thoughts that would pop up during a meditation would be in general negative, I would say, or not high vibe. It would be worrying or thinking about things that are going to happen, or thinking about going to work, or thinking about driving to work, or don't forget this before I go to work, or oh, I need to shower and I don't have enough time, like things like that, which aren't like vibrating on this high level. They're more, I would say, quote unquote, you know, lower vibe, right?
That's so true. That happens to me too. And then I find myself answering myself, why are you wasting your time with this right now? It's not even worth it. You're trying to concentrate and do this for yourself. And the mind just completely blows up, right? So yeah, your intentional is like your Reiki, and that's good. I guess you concentrate on that. My intentional is, you know, concentrating on the light coming in. And that's what's helping me with that, like controlling the mind. I currently just do, like, on a really, really busy day, I'll do 15 minutes, but I try to do 25 minutes usually. I don't know how long. You said you took about 15 minutes?
With my Reiki, yeah, it's about 15 minutes. Sometimes I'll do even shorter if I feel like I'm really, really tired. I don't have time. I was even doing Reiki on myself before opening Akashic Records, but I find myself so busy right now. I'll, like, get home from work, walk the dog, come in, and then I'll literally have 10 minutes. So those 10 minutes, I'll just kind of breathe, be with myself, and prepare myself for the reading, because I want to make sure I'm calm and not in like a frazzled state, right? Like, you don't want to be in this stressed out state. So walking the dog on the beach and kind of just relaxing and grounding myself on the beach and the sand and the water really helps. Kind of just kind of wash away the day. And then I come in, I sit down with Joe for a bit, we talk, and then I have 5 to 10 minutes with myself. And sometimes that'll be Reiki on myself, and that's kind of meditative for me. But that's 15 minutes. And then in the mornings, no longer than 20 minutes, I don't think, because I don't have that much time in the morning. I have lots of stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's really hard to fit it in. It's really hard to stay on the path. And once you bring it in, it's like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. And then you'll find yourself, you slipped one day, and then 2 days and 3 days. And then once you look back, you're like, whoa, I haven't meditated in half a year.
Yeah, my gosh. Yeah. And for me, it was more than that. It was like, I got into this really cool routine where I'd wake up, I would journal, and then I would sit with my, like in a Buddha position, and do my meditation. And I would do it every single day. And then at night, because I had done all those hypnotherapy sessions with my friend Becca. So I had my 15 minute recording, which I treated as a meditation. So it'd be subliminal messages kind of going into and reaffirming things that I had treated in the hypnotherapy session. So that was kind of like the meditation for me. But I would find myself sometimes feeling guilty if I didn't do it in the morning because I woke up late or I was so tired, I need to sleep in a little bit. And then I had to prepare my lunch for work or shower, or whatever. And I got into a place where I started feeling guilty, or I would go to work and I'd be like, oh my God, I don't feel like I started my day off well. And like everything felt off. So I when I got to that point, I kind of just let it loose for a while. And then now I'm in this point where I haven't done it in like, you know, a month or two, which is really bad.
You're so busy. You're so busy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, but I need to make the time. I feel like it makes my life so much better. It grounds me in the morning and it makes me grateful and it makes me feel more aligned with myself. The same thing is like getting an Akashic Records reading. That's kind of the same feeling I get from a meditation in a way. Not at the same, maybe not that profound, but it's like a little, it's like getting a little bit of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think that we should go on to whatever tips we might have. Again, I just yes. want to clarify, we are not meditation experts. We are just figuring out how this works best for us. This is just like another of, you know, conversation that we have together. We just recording it really at this point. So we figured out some tips that have worked for us. So we're just going to like list them out down to you, but maybe that doesn't work for you. Maybe it, you know, it's just worked for us, but we're going to share it with you just in case maybe it does work for you.
Yeah, just some tips. I mean, take them or leave them. That's fine. These are just things that I feel like we've already gone through with meditation and it might help you not make the same mistakes. Like, for example, number one, we think starting slow is very important. Not pressuring yourself. Like I was just saying before, I got to a point where if I'd miss a day, I felt like, oh my gosh, something's wrong. Something's off. I'm not, I felt like I was pressuring myself. Like it was like kind of like an obligation in a way. So take that out, make it something enjoyable, put on good music, start slow. So gradually bring it into your life. Maybe you don't do it every day at the beginning. Maybe you do it a few times a week and you start getting the benefits from it. And you start feeling great. You start feeling relaxed and then you want more and more of it, or you want to add more time to the days that you're doing it. You don't always have to do it every day, and everyone's life is different. Everyone's schedules are different. You just need to find time for it. Even if it's one day, you start with one day, you know what I mean? Like just start slow. And then it starts building up to a routine where you can start making it something that it's like your daily routine, your daily morning or night routine, that you benefit so much from it that you want to keep doing it. But if you miss a day, it's okay. Like take the pressure off it and just start slow.
Yeah, totally. Just keep at it the best way that you know that will be something that will turn into a routine. Routine is the best way for you to ensure that you'll continue doing it. And this is something you want to do on the, you know, for long term. You don't want, it's not like a diet that you want to break, right? Same thing as diet. You don't want to go onto a really strict diet because you know you're going to break it. You're eventually going to break it. It's going to happen. So it's the same thing. Put it into your life. You know you're not going to break it.
Yeah. And if you go off it one day, it's okay. Like you could just get back on it the next day. Like you're not going to, it's going to be better you going back into it a month later than never going back to it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Okay. So number two, I would say is treat the meditation or that meditative time as your you time, your time to, for self-care or to take care of yourself or to be with yourself. It's a spiritual and mental pampering for yourself. It's very important that you have that time. Some people might do other things. For us, meditation really is very helpful and it helps us ground ourselves and even puts us in a place to feel more prepared to do an Akashic Records reading. So I think I said it before, but create a positive association with it. So make it like that time that you take to do your nails or to go get your hair cut. Just put it into your schedule. Sometimes it's good to put it into your schedule, I think. But treat it as time for you. Like you're pampering yourself. You're taking care of yourself. It's so important to have that time. And if you don't feel called to do meditation, it could be something else, right? Like yoga or, I don't know, whatever you feel called.
Yeah. And also it's you time. It's time for yourself. It's time for you to concentrate on you, whatever it is that you want to focus on, however it is best for you. But it also, it's important to know that it's actually a really good moment to receive intuition and feelings, like if you're talking about it from the spiritual aspect and not just like the health benefits and mental benefits. And do you remember that day that I had a really, really good meditation session? I didn't even have my Akashic records open. Somehow they opened on their own, and I was receiving all this information about you and me and all this other stuff that was coming into our lives. And I remember I ended the session, I'm like, I just did like an Akashic records reading for us by mistake during my meditation. It was like, so just like in my case, I have the access to Akashic records and they can easily open because I've been doing it for years, and that does happen. But so maybe someone, you're somebody that, you know, isn't into that yet or wants to get into that, and or doesn't want to get it, just wants to be more intuitive or more in tuned with yourself. It is a time where you connect, you're connecting, you're kind of listening to yourself. So you can actually get messages that might help you or feelings. Maybe it's very raw for you. Maybe you just feel something, you, oh my God, I know that I have to do this all of a sudden. I don't know why. So it could be a really enlightening moment for you. If you get very into it, if you practice it, it could become something, not only you, it could be connection too, right? That's really cool.
Oh my gosh. For me, I've even started crying during some meditations I've had here, like on my couch or on my floor. I've just felt like these waves of gratitude or waves of like feeling like I'm on the right path, or just these emotions pop up and it feels amazing. And I feel like that's healing in itself. It's amazing. It's so cool.
Yeah, totally. So the third tip would be, like we had talked about before, schedule it that's best for you. Lorena is a morning person. She's probably going to fall asleep if she schedules it like at night really late like I do. For me, if I do it in the morning, I'm not going to give it all the attention. I'm not going to be receiving any information. I'm not going to be connecting properly because I'm just not there. Like I don't function that way in the morning very well. I should probably use it at some point in my life to maybe to function more in the morning, but that schedule doesn't currently fit me because I have a child that needs to be fed in the morning. I need to dress her and stuff, right? So whatever schedule fits you, your lifestyle, and what are your preferences? If you're a morning person, you're a night person, and maybe you have the afternoon off and you like to kind of stop in the middle of the day and do it. So just make it scheduled for yourself so you know that you're going to, you know, carry, like everything else, you're going to carry it through, you're going to keep doing it.
Yes, for sure. The scheduling, you need to find what works for you. For me, it definitely is the morning, and not that I don't do it sometimes in the evening or, you know, sometimes I feel like I want to just jump in my car during work and just meditate for 5 minutes sometimes because I'm so stressed out. But I don't know if it would benefit me just 5 minutes just jumping in the car. Like you said, you need to give it the space, the time. For me, that's the morning because that's my slow time. That's where I start my day. I sip some water, some coffee, or some tea, and then I just kind of journal, and I'm in that state of wanting to look inward. And in the evening, I do that with my Reiki. So I'm gonna create some type of meditation with the Reiki, I think, and I'm gonna look into that, and I'll let you guys know what I do with that. But I feel like the morning for me, and you need to make time for it, right?
Yeah. And then the fourth tip would be don't try to get pro, right? Like they say that you're supposed to do, I think it was 35 to 40 minutes, right? I can tell you when I started, if you gave me 40 minutes, like 2 minutes into it, I'll be opening one eye going, how long has it been? Right?
Yeah.
It's been 2 minutes. I swear it's been 25 minutes, right? So the beginning, you really feel the pressure to do all like this amount of time. And that's not probably not going to work for you unless like you're totally capable of doing it all of a sudden out of nowhere, which I wasn't, totally not. Do increments, smaller increments. And I actually started at 10 minutes and every week I was adding 1 minute to it. So if I'm really busy, I still do 15 minutes. If I'm really tired, I know I'm not going to be able to carry through till the end. And then, you know, I just want to go to sleep. I'll do just 15 minutes. But if not, I made it to 25 minutes and I started at 10, and the weeks that would pass, I would add on 1 or 2 minutes. So just started an amount of time that you know that you can mentally, you're capable of carrying through, and that it's also going to not make you break again. You know, that's the thing. You want to be consistent. Consistency is going to be the key to create it into a habit that will carry through to the long term, right?
And for you to get the benefits from it too, because it's like fitness or nutrition, the same thing. If you just do it for 2 days and then you don't ever do it again, you're not going to see any benefits from it. So the meditation is, yeah, if you're going to be consistent doing it 10 minutes, then do it that way. Even that will work. Like anything will work. And something you said before, I think when you were saying how you sometimes have to do 15 minutes because you're tired, like that too. What I find and what I always do is I started with apps. Like I try to do apps, or I find specific, really, there's some really good ones, and maybe I can find them and put them in the show notes, but there's some really good 10 to 15, even 20 minute meditations on YouTube. And they're really cool. They have the music. They have someone guiding you through it sometimes. They're amazing. And they give you, you know, it's there's a beginning and there's an end, and it's not going to go on forever. And it, they guide you through it in a way where it doesn't feel like it's long. It's quite short. So maybe that could be an option for some people. I don't know. But for me, it's worked, and I still use those. And I find that they can be actually quite enjoyable because it helps. They guide you through it. So it's not like you feel lost, or you don't know if you're doing it right, or if you're doing it in a way where you might not be getting the benefits. Like, they guide you through it. So I think that's a good way to start too. That might be a good tip there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, definitely. So if you find any of the apps, just add it to the notes with the episode, so that if anybody's interested in using those, they can look it up.
Yeah, there's a few ones like Prime Mind or the Joseph Clough. Joseph Clough has some good ones too. I've had a few. I used to do those. You passed his name on to me. He does like hypno meditation.
I actually worked on his. I mean, this was so many years ago. I'd found out about his meditation. He had an app, I think, I had downloaded, and I was working on what's it called? Like working internal self. He has a bunch of them. Depends on which one you're listening to, but he'll help you. Kind of, he'll verbally say affirmations or positive things, so you can work on whatever internal self thing you want. Self-confidence was a big one for me. I was looking to work a lot on self-confidence at the time.
Yeah.
So he had a few of those, which I would like try to do once a week. And yeah, like I said, it was helpful because he kind of guides you through it.
Yeah, I feel like the beginning is always difficult with anything. So if someone can guide you through it, or you can go to a class even sometimes if you have access to that, or like money or time or even a place. Sometimes you're living in a place where you don't have access to that. There's tons of resources online too, where you can sign up for classes online and do them with someone, you know, like even yoga. You don't even need to leave your house sometimes, right? I feel like meditation for me needs to be at home. It needs to be in my space and in my time. But some people really thrive on going to a class, a meditation class, where there's other people and they can kind of make it a community thing too, right?
Yeah, we had an Akashic Records level 3 class. It was the mastery class. And it was 3 days retreat. And so it was all of these women that were also Akashic Records reader, and we were all there to become like to the mastery level, which is you can become a teacher and teach it, right? And it was really cool because we were gathered with all these other women that were going through the same thing or trying to learn the same thing as us. And the master teacher who was teaching us, she would do every afternoon, we would do usually in nature. She would get us to bring a blanket and we'd lay down, and she would guide us through and say, okay, now you're seeing this, now you're seeing that. And it was cool because somehow everybody's energy level meditating on the same thing, it's almost like everybody's power came together in a way. And you saw more, and it was very intense. It was, I think it was the most intense meditation sessions I've ever had in my life. It was very wow. Cool. Like we saw a lot of stuff. She guided us to see things. It had a lot to do with Akashic Records, obviously. She brought us up there and she meditated with us there. But it was an amazing meditation. So I haven't done any other groups, but that one was amazing.
That's awesome. Wow. All right. I don't know if you have anything else to add to these tips, but I think they were really good.
That's our level for now.
Yeah, we're not masters. We're not experts, you know. But we just wanted to give some information out on it to kind of open up maybe a discussion on it as well. I don't know how people feel about meditation, but we've seen a lot of benefits from it. And it definitely helps our Akashic Records readings. Yeah. And it comes up a lot in the readings too.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I usually meditate like 5 or 10 minutes before a reading just to be totally present for that reading. I don't know if you do that.
Yes, sometimes. Or I'll do the Reiki too, which is kind of like my meditation. It really does help. It helps me. It helps ground me and makes me feel more connected to the person for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. But with that said, let's wrap up the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode on meditation. And we'll be back next week with another new episode. I'm not sure if it's going to be about maybe cellular memory. I'm not sure. We have to see with Lucia to see what our next episode is. But
we're seeing if it's cellular memory or past lives. But I think it's going to be cellular memory.
I think so too. And our plan, just so everybody knows, is to come out with an episode every Monday. So we'll be uploading every Monday, and you'll have a new episode every week with a different subject or topic. And definitely reach out if you're interested in us doing any specific topics or subjects. We'll definitely keep those in mind. And we'll also work on getting some cool people on the show that we can interview that are experts in different fields and different subjects. So also if
they have any like questions or suggestions, they can go to our website, www.thesoultripodcast.com, and they go to our contact section and they have a form, and they can just, that's the way they can shoot us an email, and we'll take all suggestions. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you want to maybe possibly be featured on here, be a guest on here, reach out as well. That'd be cool. But thanks again for tuning in. And we can't wait to see you on the next episode. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did and got something out of it. We would love to connect with everybody, so be sure to follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is @soul_tribe_podcast. See you all on the next episode.